Felicia Zhang and Nathan Bartholomew have been training at Ellington Ice and Sports Complex for about 2 years. Before they go for the gold in Sochi, the pair offered a preview of their free skate performance at their hometown rink. In addition to Zhang and Bartholomew, four other current Olympic ice skaters train in Ellington, two from Canada and two from the UK. Tom Lindemuth is general manager of Ellington Ice and Sports Complex, and he's definitely not complaining about all the publicity.
Which is incredible, and the press, obviously, that you get, you cannot buy, so it's pretty exciting.
But how did Central Florida become the place for elite athletes to train, even for winter sports? Bill Sutton directs the Sports and Entertainment Graduate Program at USF. He points to two big draws.
Disney and IMG have really been the initial kickstarters of all this.
IMG Sports Academy in Bradenton is a 500-acre city within a city where athletes from Tim Tebow to Andre Agassi have trained. And the ESPN Wide World of Sports complex at Disney World plays host to everything from Atlanta Braves spring training to kids' tournaments.
If you're familiar with Disney's Wide World of Sports, there have been kids probably coming here since they were 6, 8 years old and coming back year after year and training and playing as other elite athletes. And so they're exposed to the Orlando, the Florida thing at an early age, and they know this is where competitive excellence lives. And if they're going to compete against other people and can compete against with using world-class facilities, that this is the place to come.
Okay, kids are one thing. But why did the 1998 British men's bobsled team train in Florida? Sutton says preparedness goes beyond the sport itself.
You also have the opportunity to cross-train here. So in other words, instead of just doing your ice skating or preparing for your bobsled run, you can train running and doing different things to make yourself faster or to do different things for your conditioning or your strength training. And if you look at what the weather's doing right now across the United States, it's a mental thing as well as a physical thing. So think about, you know, being in a better frame of mind and having a more positive attitude. When you're in sunshine, you're outside, you can swim and do whatever you need to do.
Sutton says Disney and IMG serve as anchors, attracting smaller training facilities, some run by famous baseball players.
It's very interesting because there's a number of facilities that have sprung up in the last 10 years, including things run by Barry Larkin and Ken Griffey Jr. They've got some training facilities for elite athletes in Orlando and in Tampa, and that attracts people.
That's the idea, says Elliot Faccioni. He's executive director of the Bradenton Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Coaches love the destination because they can go to the beach when they want to. They can golf. They can go fishing all year long. And that's what helps drive these Olympic athletes to this destination.
How do coaches and athletes get exposed to Florida? Tournaments. In 2016, Tampa will once again host the NCAA Division I Men's Ice Hockey Tournament. The following year, Sarasota will host the World Rowing Championships. Once coaches and athletes come to Florida, the state sells itself. They can train outside year-round. There's no income tax. It's a quick drive to the beach or the airport. And the next thing you know, they're training here and maybe even buying a house or starting a business.
Oh, that is the domino effect that we seek.
And when a big-name athlete or coach chooses your town, your training facility, that creates a domino effect of its own. Just ask Lindemuth, who manages the Ellington Sports Complex, where six Olympic figure skaters just finished training.
The big increase you see is in the public skating, which is really the feeding ground for all your other programs. Because hockey, you cannot play that game unless you learn how to skate. So it kind of feeds every program, so it's just incredible.
So who knows? Those kids learning to skate today could be the next Zhang and Bartholomew, jumping and turning on ice 1 minute, then stepping outside into a beautiful day that's perfect for hitting the beach. Dalia Colon, WUSF 89.7 News.